take a risk, I think, being in the entertainment world, being vocal about anything, and that's divisive. And religion is divisive, and so is politics. And so, like, I don't care enough about politics to take a stand one way or another, at the expense of my career. But I do care enough about Jesus to take a stand, even if it costs me, if it costs me everything, I don't care. It's worth it to me because it's what I'm called to do. It's where my heart is. I'm a father of four. I want to raise my children up and with an understanding that their dad was unashamed of his faith in Jesus, and with a profound understanding of the power of prayer and the grace and the love and the joy that can come from a relationship with Jesus. That's something that's really important to me. And anybody really close to me knows that already. But as people are learning that about me, it's an interesting thing because you don't hear that a lot from people in entertainment, but it's who I am. And I don't think, I'm not going to hide behind it. That's the world though, right? That's the world. The world, we teach, like, I want to teach my kids to be in it, not of it, when it comes to the world. This is like, we're in a strange time right now with the way that the world is. And I don't know if I assume it's always been some version of evil and wrong and worldly and, right now we just have such unfettered access to all of the knowledge in the world. And says, like, he who increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. And our phones tell us everything that's going on. Like, it's whisper into our ears. It's like we have an entire generation of young kids who are being raised to be incredibly anxious, and I think the smartphone has been a big part of that. And higher rates of self-harm amongst young girls, and more rates of isolation and depression amongst young boys. I think, like, phones aren't going anywhere. It's this umbrella under which we gather all this data, and it helps us with navigation and communication and organization and shopping and entertainment and taking photos. Like, it's not like we're going to turn into, I'm not going to go Amish and like just throw my phone down the toilet, although it'd probably be a good thing to do, but I'm not going to do that. So it's important to like understand that underneath that umbrella, there's junk food and then there's soul food. The phone doesn't have to be bad. It's just, what are we doing with it? It's really easy to post something. Even though it's like a fart in the wind, it just disappears from these people's phones. They don't think about it, but it is etched in digital stone. We have to be really careful with our words. It says in the gospel, the tongue is like the most dangerous weapon. And just because you're putting it in your phone doesn't mean you're not speaking it. So when I hear words or see words, when inevitably there's going to be blowback, and I'm sure there's going to be blowback from this, and I'm just going to have to kind of rely on God, understand my instinct to do it. I was called by God to do it. And if people don't understand me, I'm going to pray for them. And then that's it. And then I'm going to let it go. And then I'm going to go back and hang out with my kids and play tag and play hide and seek. And I can't let it bother me. I can't. And there's not enough time in the day to take into consideration the thoughts of there's 8.5 billion people on this planet. Some God softens some of their hearts. He hardens some of their hearts. It's my job to be a light and to focus on what's important to me. Like, I did a movie last year, and on one of the guy's last days, is a fellow who'd come up to me and he's like, "Hey, I'm kind of curious about." He's just asking the kind of questions you ask when you're sort of like early on in your faith journey. I'm curious about God. I don't know if it's real. I think there's a high. I believe in a higher power, but how do you know it's this? How do you know it's not Buddha? And how do you know? And I was like, "Do you mind if I pray with you?" And he was like, "Sure." I said, "I can't do it right now because we're surrounded by a ton of people. But before I leave, we're gonna pray." And so on the last day, he came up and was like, "Hey, I just want to say it was so great working with you." I said, "We haven't prayed yet. Let's go right now." So we went over, and I'm gonna get goosebumps thinking about this. Like, you see my arms right there, and we prayed, and I didn't know where really the words. I've never done it before. I'd never really like done that, where I was like, I asked him, "Do you want to bring Jesus Christ into your heart right now, right here in this parking lot?" He said, "Yes." He ac accepted Jesus right there, and I think it's changed his life. He's got a wife. He's got children. It's changed their life, and I was part of that. And to me. And I was working on a movie that I was really proud of being a really, really cool. That's the best part of doing that movie to me. Like if I look back on them, like what was the moment that stands out? It's that moment. And so that's what I'm hoping for with this. I'm hoping for that. I hope I'm entering the season right now where all this work, which is super rewarding, I'm so blessed to be doing what I love. I love doing what I love that God gave me these gifts and that I get to live this life. And I truly pray that it's led me to moments like this where people can be brought to God. Because I know what it did. It truly saved my life. And I think there are a lot of lives in need of saving. And I just want to be part of it, man. I want God to use me however he sees fit to bring people to him so that their lives can be beautiful, so that they have, connect to their eternal spirit in heaven and get to have heaven right here on earth and spend the rest of their days being a light. I hope people turn right towards God and just feel that love and that hope and that joy that comes with God, and not the thing that people are afraid of, not the condemnation or the fear or the judgment. I think God deserves everybody, no matter where you are, who you are, what fringe you're living on, you're deserving of God's love. And I want to be part of that, man. I think that's the season I'm in my life. I want to be part of that.